with all that has been happening in the church in the last few weeks, the death of Pope Francis, his funeral, and the election of Pope Leo XIV, we could almost be forgiven for forgetting that it is still Easter. And nevertheless, among all the other celebrations, both sad and joyful, it is right to continue to wish each other happy Easter. For this is the 29th day of our 50-day Easter season, and the Lord is truly risen. The Lord's words in today's short gospel are very clear. Jesus says, "This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And so how are we doing? Are we loving one another, or just barely tolerating one another? Is your life marked by love? Love for the Holy Trinity, love for the Blessed Mother and the saints, love for the truth of the gospel, and love for one another. Each one of us is called to help as many people as possible to know, love, and follow Christ. But what do people think when they hear the word Christian today? In some circles, the word Christian unfortunately evokes impressions of intolerance, politicized and power-hungry religion, an absence of respect for non-Christians, and perhaps an anti-intellectualism attitude. In other circles, the name Christian indicates someone on whom they can rely to tell the truth, who treats all people with respect, whose word they can trust, who is concerned with fairness in our world, who lives not by majority opinion, but by God's law, and who knows that he or she has a purpose beyond this world. To everyone, Christian should mean someone who is trying to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. All of these later characteristics should define us as his disciples. The life of Jesus, the magnificent moment when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago and then died and rose from the dead, wasn't just supposed to be an inspiring memory. It was a way of life that was to continue in his followers so that his love would continue to touch and heal the world. As Catholic Christians, we are to be the place for the rebirth of respect for sexuality, marriage, human dignity, honesty, and a new kind of relationship among people based not on power, but on respect. People will be able to spot us as disciples of Jesus by the love we have for one another. If we are trying to love each other as Christ loves us, we are giving a powerful witness to the world. For people today, the strongest proof that Christ is truly risen is not found in any book, but in how those who claim to be his followers are living. Matthew chapter 25 tells us how we will be judged: by feeding the hungry, by healing the sick, by welcoming the stranger, by visiting the prisoner. What we do for the least of these, we do for him. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta gave a wonderful lesson on love when she said this: "People are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people may accuse you of selfish motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you may win friends, false friends, and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and transparency make you vulnerable. Be honest and transparent anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People who really want to help your help may attack you if you do help them, but help them anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you may get hurt, but give the world the best you have anyway. And why? Because all of this is between you and God. God's glory is meant to be manifested in the way we lay down our lives in love for each other. And Saint Mother Teresa also gave the following story as part of her acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. She said, "One evening, as we went out and picked up four people from the street, and one of them was in a most terrible condition, I told the sisters, 'You take care of the other three. I will take care of the one who looks worse.' So I did for her all that my love could do. I put her in bed, and there was such a beautiful smile on her face. She took hold of my hand as she said one thing only, 'Thank you.' And then she died. I could not help but examine my conscience before her. And I asked her, 'What would I say if I were in her place?' And my answer was this: I would have tried to draw a little attention to myself. I would have said, 'I am hungry. I am dying. I am cold. I am in pain,' or something. But she gave me so much more. She gave me her grateful love, and she died with a smile on her face." Many of us think we love by the fact that we have sympathy for others, that we don't hate others, that we hope they have a good life, and we don't stick our nose into their business. Others of us, while professing to be Christians, don't even rise to that level, but instead think we can hate rather than love our enemies because we tell ourselves they hated us first. The coarseness of our polarized culture has led many Catholics to become specialists in attacking, criticizing, insulting, mocking, humiliating, and condemning those with whom they disagree. Even fellow Catholics, because they think differently on a particular decision of the Pope or bishops or other things. And while we justify our grievances and our behavior based on these grievances, Jesus is asking us to love one another as he loved us. So which is it going to be? If we don't really love one another in deeds, then we will show we are not Jesus' followers, but hypocrites. Even if we happen to be ordained, or made religious vows, or given millions of dollars to Catholic schools and universities, or perhaps we are known among our circles as the most devout. And therefore, I think we need to get a very practical about prioritizing love for others, starting with those we meet every day, those we live with, work with, go to school with, and interact with. What sacrifices do we make for them? if we're really going to manifest God's glory through the way we love others, then we must also turn to the way we love those we don't even like. The modern world is still thrilled and awed to discover a place where the fire of Christ's love still burns brightly. The Paschal candle continues to burn brightly during this Easter season to remind us of Christ's love. But does the Easter fire still burn among us? Are we willing to be carriers of that love?